রহমতুল্লাহি ওয়া বারাকাতুহু। আলহামদুলিল্লাহ ওয়া কাফা ওয়াসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিনিল মুস্তাফা সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া আসহাবিহি ওয়া বারাকা ওয়াসাল্লাম তাসলিমান কাসীরান কাসীরা। আম্মা বা'দ, ফাকাদ ক্বালা আল্লাহু তাবারাকা ওয়া তাআলা ফিল কুরআনিল মাজীদ, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر، قل فيهما إثم كبير ومنافع للناس، وإثمهما أكبر من نفعهما، وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر ويصدكم عن ذكر الله وعن الصلاة فهل أنتم منتهون، صدق الله العظيم. عن سليمان بن بريدة عن أبيه رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من لعب بالنردشير فكأنما صبغ يده في لحم خنزير ودمه، وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله with the fazal karam and ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find ourselves once again on a mubarak day of Jumu'ah. Our Jamiat ulama KZN has earmarked this Jumu'ah for a very very important topic, national or provincial topic. So we will also speak on this very topic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala says that they ask you. In other words, the people in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are asking Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to liquor, wine and gambling. So gambling takes its different forms, just as photography takes different forms in each era, right? But the ruling in the Shariat will be the same. The gambling will take on different cloaks. In the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there may have been different ways of gambling. In this zamana, there are different ways of gambling, right? But when the element of chance is found in something, element of gambling, with all the other, the fuqaha, all the explanation they give, then no matter which cloak it takes, it will be prohibited, it will be haram. So in gambling, sometime a person wins a lot of money, right? So now a person can think to himself that so much of money, how can this thing be bad? I was battling, now I got, you know, got a windfall or so much money. So this is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about these things. So Nabi, the answer comes from Allah Ta'ala that say to them, Fihima ismun kabir. It's big sin in this. But on the other hand, wa manafi'u linnas, there is some benefit also for man. Person wins some money. So there is some benefit. But then, وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِن نَفْعِهِمَا. The sin of it, this far outweighs, is much worse than whatever little bit benefit a person may get. When somebody wins something, it is publicized, over-glorified. So other people, their tongues hang. I too hit it big one day. But all the people that are losing, that is not publicized. How many people are losing? That's not publicized. Right? In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala mentions that shaitan, innama yuridu shaitan, ayyukya baynakumul adawata wal baghda fil khamri wal maysir. That what is the game plan of the devil? What does shaitan intend? What does he want from this gambling and this alcohol, intoxicants, etc.? What is shaitan's game plan? He wants to create enmity, malice, hatred between people. Right? And this is exactly what happens when people get involved in this gambling, in drinking, etc. Right? The wife gets upset, children get upset, families get upset. Sometime the person who has won, when people play card games, etc., and they're playing for money, the person who has won, now he took everybody's money. Nobody likes him. He took everybody's money and went. Nobody likes him. So shaitan wants to create this enmity, animosity, hatred, malice in the hearts of the ummah. So he gets them involved in this filth. So Allah Ta'ala refers to it as filth, rids, something that's filthy. Stay away from it. Right? In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the Muslim Sharif riwayat that that person who plays with the dice, in those days now, this gambling games were mostly with the dice. Right? In today's zaman also, a lot of times the dice is thrown in these gambling games. One is now, there's machines, people, you know. But the machine is another way of throwing the dice. But the machine, you throw a dice, now it just depends on which side it falls. So whatever the number on the dice, that will determine the spaces you're moving and how much you're winning and losing and whatever. So the same with the machines. The machines will have all lines or they'll have options or whatever. Now the person pulls the machine and that thing will spin. It's just spinning in a different way. It's a new type of a dice. Like our photography, you have the old photography and now you got the new one, digital one. So the dice also, it was, before it was maybe a square that you threw with numbers on it. Now this is something that is rotating, right? Or you got a hand that is moving and you just press a stop. Now wherever it stops now, that's what it is, right? You take a machine, you take two balls, put it inside and you spin it. You spin it now. Roll it, spill it. Now where that ball falls, it's all just different ways of a dice. Right? Different, the function is the same. Right? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that that person who plays with the dice, then it is as if he has dipped his hand in the flesh and the blood of a swine. He's taken his hand and dipped it in the flesh and the blood of a pig. Right? This is the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this gambling thing, it has reached such proportions in this zamana, which hasn't been reached before. Where it's still going to go, that only Allah Ta'ala knows. Right? The starting point, how a person gets groomed to become a gambler. This starts from games. Starts from games, from small. The person starts playing games and he wins, right? You take marbles. Today's children don't play marbles and all that. They say that's for yesteryears, right? But in the old days now, people used to play marble, they play top. Then, I don't know if you all know, the cold drink bottle used to come with a steel cap. So you open the cold drink bottle with an opener. So you used to get a slight bend. Now each cap, the bend will be different. So that was another game we played. You got your cap, I got my cap. And if I get my cap on top of your cap is mine. Right? It's all a game of chance. Right? So this winning, you're winning this thing, you're winning that thing. Then slowly you get older. I'm talking about in the old days. But it still happens even today. You get a little bit older, now you got some money in your hand. Right? You're getting some spending, got some money. So you go to the corner cafe. And now you're playing soccer. You know, the table soccer. So now, you're playing, you're winning, becomes boring. You finish beat everybody now in your class, in the cafe. So now, you want to play me, you put some money down. You start gambling now with the soccer machine. Now you're seeing you winning. You came with 2 rand spending. You leaving the shop. The shopkeeper is asking you, I give some change. I'll give you the notes. He needs change for his till. He said, give some float. I'll give you the notes. You're going home with 50 rand. You're going home with 30 rand. Doing well for myself. You get a little bit older. Now you start playing pool. Stakes are higher. Not the T-bone one. Now, to play the pool is not 10 cent and 20 cent. Now you've gone in the 50 cent, 1 rand bracket. So there, who wants to challenge you must be able to put more money down now. So they had different ways, but this all in childhood. Now when a person starts getting this immediate gratification, immediately, doesn't have to work hard, man. Immediately is getting rewarded. You put a little bit, getting rewarded. Put a little bit, getting rewarded. So this becomes like a drug. It releases something in the body. You see, you take you now, right? Sitting with sukoon, right? Sukoon, you're sitting, you're listening, you're learning something. You're connected with Allah Ta'ala, right? Now you take the same people now. Put them on the volleyball court. Score a point. You get nothing, right? But the body releases something. The body releases something. You're so excited. Everybody's screaming. Everybody's jumping. Scored a point. Now imagine if with that point, there's a few rands. With that point now, there's a few rands that's coming. Right? Now, the feeling. Feeling is different now. The body is releasing more of that. It becomes like a drug. Right? You see a person playing table tennis, right? This is not gambling. He's just playing normal table tennis. And he's winning. He's winning. So that feeling when he's winning, right? He wants to keep feeling the winning feeling. So every moment he wants to be on the table, he wants to show everybody his prowess, right? How he's beating everybody. He is the king on the board. Now imagine when he's getting money also. And the money is getting bigger. It becomes like a drug. So for the wealthy people, it's entertainment. It's amusement. And for the poor person, he is sitting with that dream that I'm going to hit it big. I'm going to hit it big. One day I'm going to hit it. He's taking his hard-earned salary, which he earned in a halal manner, he's buying lotto tickets. No. Now, he didn't get it this month, he didn't get it last month, he didn't get it for the last 3 years. But every time he's reading about that fellow won the Powerball, one day my turn will come. He lives in that deception, the deception of the devil. One day my turn will come. So, in the old days, if you wanted to become a gambler, in the apartheid days of this country, you couldn't gamble in the country. Gambling was illegal. So to gamble, you had to go to Swaziland, you had to go to Transkei, right? You had to go out of the country in order to gamble. Then slowly came the new government, and they legalized gambling. So casinos started sprouting up everywhere. Some big casinos and some small ones. Like little cafes with gambling machines, one-armed bandits and all these things inside. Right? Now, the average Muslim was ashamed to go there. You had some people who they felt they can just go. Right? Some people made excuses. You know, I went to buy peanuts. There were no other shop selling peanuts. You had to go inside the casino. His car, somebody saw him turning in there, or somebody saw his motor car there. So, you know, I went to buy peanuts. So people were embarrassed to be seen there. They didn't want to be seen there. So a person will duck and dive and go. Other people were ashamed, no. So that feeling of being embarrassed in the community kept him away. Kept him away from going to the gambling den. But in this zamana, most of the gambling has become online. Most of the gambling has become online. A person doesn't have to even go to a casino anymore. He doesn't have to go to a shop anymore. He's sitting in his house and he's gambling. Right? And this gambling, I'm telling you something that I know personally of a person, a wealthy person, very, very wealthy person. When this casino opened up in Pietermaritzburg, so he started going to gamble there. Right? This is Pietermaritzburg is a sleepy hollow, nothing else to do, go gamble. So the gambling. He was so wealthy, but now 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, he lost everything. Now he can't go back home. He wants to carry on gambling. Now he can't go home to fetch more money. So now he's going to knock on friends' doors at that part of the morning. Like a beggar, begging for money to go carry on gambling. What embarrassment, ruswai, zillat, right? Eventually, when he realized that, you know what, this thing is going out of hand now, then there is a thing that you can do, you ban yourself. You ban yourself from casinos. So as soon as you enter a casino, if you got a ban on you, as soon as you enter the casino, they pick you up. So they got your details, your face, recognition, everything. Very sophisticated camera systems and all that in casinos. So as soon as you enter, they pick you up. This fellow got a ban on him. 2-year ban, 3-year ban, life ban. And this person had banned himself for life. Right? So if he had to enter a casino, he will get arrested, get picked up. And if the casino don't pick you up, you can sue the casino. That's how that life ban used to work. Right? Now, today, you can't do that too. The person who is hooked on online gaming and gambling, how are you going to stop this person? He sits in his house, sitting alone, all done on the phone, and he's gambling. People have been arrested, locked up by their companies for fraud. Right? People have taken amanat money that was by them. Respectable people, people who had respect in the community, they regarded as people of respect, people left amanat with them. But they got caught up in this gambling. So addicted to this gambling. Alright, I'll just take that much from there. I'll take that much from there. I'll put it back when I get my money. And each time taking that much and that much and that much and keep losing. Can't replace the money. The next thing people come for their amanat. Money is gone. So many people have lost their jobs. Marriages have broken. So many problems. You get sometime a lady, bichari, she's trying now to get some money, feed the children, because the husband, he got a gambling problem. And sometimes it's the husband and the wife. They're going together, they're gambling online together. They think, you know, we're going to hit it right, hit it big. And even if you have to hit it big, what you going to do with it? It's haram. It's haram. But it's sad to see that some Muslims, they're not bothered that their thing is haram. They're building houses with this money. They're starting businesses with this money. Haram money. How can there ever be barakat in there? How can there ever be Allah Ta'ala's happiness in there? Our Hazrat Mu'iz Fateh Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he mentioned that for a mu'min, Hazrat was talking about the lotto that time, because the lotto just came out that time, right? So Hazrat mentioned that if a mu'min, he has to get notified that now you won, I don't know what figure Hazrat used, 1 million or whatever, you won 1 million now in the lotto. See, to a mu'min, it is like somebody phoned to tell him that you won a prize of 1 million buckets of feces. What are you going to do with that? 1 million buckets of number two. What are you going to do with it? Or somebody phone and tell him you won 1 million pigs. What are you going to do with it? It's haram for us. We can't go anywhere near it. So even if a person has to win, a mu'min has to win in gambling, there's no win, you only lose. Outwardly it may seem like he's winning something, but it's all loss. He put his halal money inside, which he could have used for something. So if he put 10 rand, 50 rand, right, in a one-armed bandit or something, and now he won 1,000 rand. What did you do with the 1,000 rand? It's haram. Now some people, what they say, no man, our gambling money is separate. So whatever I win, I just keep it separate. That I use only for gambling. So now you got double guna now. One guna for using haram money. Another guna for gambling. Doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it right. So from young, we must move away from this. Move away from these games with this immediate, you know, you're just winning this, just winning that. You're playing this game, you pick up that box. Now you got $10,000. Now you can buy other weapons. It starts like that. And some people just get carried away. Now you got one racing car game, right? Now if you win the race, what they call it when they race? Drag racing or whatever, right? They're throwing the dice. Yeah, they're dicing. And they're racing the dice. So now the person wins a race, now he gets so much money. Now he can put new exhaust, he can put that, or he can buy other car, right? Now, how much hard work it is to buy a car. But now he thinks now, he got that M4 competition pack, he got it right, everything. Now he won another couple of races, now he got one Lamborghini something, he got it all in his garage. Now he's checking his garage out, everything he got inside. So then that mindset comes. You think life is about a get-rich-quick scheme. There's no get-rich-quick scheme. There's no get-rich-quick. You got to work, you earn halal, Allah Ta'ala gives you barakat, and you carry on with your life. So mustn't even play these games. Although you say, no, I'm not gambling, I'm just playing the game. Don't even play the game. Because you don't know when you're going to get taken. When shaitan will influence you, the nafs will influence you, and next thing a person is gone. So this thing is a haram thing, it's becoming a scourge in the community, society. People are unemployed, right? Some people, greed has set in. We want to live higher than our earning capacity, and then we resort to these things to fill all the holes. We're only going to create more holes. Now about insurance and medical aids and all those things, that's another whole topic. How all that also falls under gambling. So that too is like a game of chance. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.